I'm pianist Sarah Cahill, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Jesse. I am 13 years old, and I play the clarinet, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Jesse. Hi there, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Harry Potter Week for kids commuter Finn. We'll have one last hint for our Harry Potter Quizlet and tell you how to get into one last common room at Hogwarts after our music. Today we will meet the House of Green and Silver, Slytherin House. Now, Slytherin House gets a really bad rap in Harry Potter. In fact, here's what Ron Weasley has to say about the Slytherins in the very first movie.
"There's no witch or wizard who went bad who wasn't in Slytherin."
Now, why would he say that? Why would dark wizards tend to come from Slytherin House? Well, let's ask the Sorting Hat. The Sorting Hat says, "Or perhaps in Slytherin you'll make your real friends, those cunning folks, use any means to achieve their ends." Now, what that really means is that Slytherins are very ambitious people. Now, there is nothing wrong with ambition. There's nothing wrong with wanting to win, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to be a leader. It's how you do that that matters. There are plenty of great Slytherins out there. I'm married to a Slytherin, as a matter of fact, and he's a great guy. And hey, Severus Snape is a Slytherin, and may I quote grown-up Harry Potter in saying he was, quote, "probably the bravest man I ever knew," unquote. Go Slytherin, right? Today, though, we are going to hear some music for some Slytherins who are kind of troublemakers. They are Crabbe and Goyle, who are Draco Malfoy's best friends, toadies, yes-men, minions. Minions is a good word for our main antagonist at school for Harry Potter, Slytherin Draco Malfoy, who makes Harry's life very difficult, with a lot of help from Crabbe and Goyle. Today, Crabbe and Goyle get tricked by floating cakes that seem to be mysteriously hanging in the air above them. Little do they know that these cakes contain a sleeping potion put in there by our friend Hermione Granger, a Gryffindor. Now ask yourself, who would be goofy and greedy enough to just randomly eat cakes that they find floating in the air? Yeah, Crabbe and Goyle. Here's Cakes for Crabbe and Goyle by John Williams.
Thank you.
From Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, music of John Williams, Cakes for Crab and Goyle. Again, if you find a cake floating in the air in front of your mouth, do not eat the floating cake. Check. All right. Now, kids commuters, yesterday we told you how to avoid getting doused with vinegar if you're trying to get into the Hufflepuff common room. Today, let's learn how to get into the Slytherin common room, which, by the way, is in the dungeons of Hogwarts, and it's partly underwater. It's really cool, so the whole room has kind of a dark green cast to it. Very pretty. Now, the entrance to the common room is located behind a bare stretch of stone wall in the dungeons of Hogwarts Castle. Now, you say the password, which in at least one case has been the term pure blood. The stone will slide away to reveal the entry to the common room. Now, there's no vinegar, there's no penalty for getting this one wrong, although it is almost impossible to sneak into the dungeon without anybody noticing. So you had better be a Slytherin if you go down there. All right, kids commuters, we're going to continue our poll for the week. All week we are asking you this question. If you participate in our poll, we will give you a shout out on the air, send you a little prize envelope, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50, that is 50 packets of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze. Again, no wrong answer. We're just taking a poll. Where would the Sorting Hat send you? What is your Hogwarts house? Tomorrow, we are going to announce the House Cup winner, which is the house with the most of you in it. All you get for that is bragging rights. And we'll tell you who's in your house so you know how to find your buddies. Thank you to all of you who answered the poll yesterday. Finn in Traverse City, Evangeline and Wesley in Interlaken, Jaylin and Emily in Washington Island, Wisconsin, Arthur and Walter in Traverse City, Brendan in Valley Village, California, Mario, Hector, and Catherine in Traverse City, another house divided. And you might think you know what the most popular house is around here for kids commuters, but you might be wrong. You've all been surprising me with these wonderful answers coming in and different houses coming ahead. It's been very exciting for your kids commute production team. We will announce the results tomorrow. Send your Hogwarts house in a text message. Don't forget your name and your address to area code 231-237-7482. Can't wait to find out. All right, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Have a fabulous day.
Interlaken Public Radio.